Ridge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel and top leadership of Hamas have agreed to the core elements of a Gaza hostage release and ceasefire. Haggling continues over the details.
ABC News learning the details of a potential deal are broken up into three main phases, starting with the release of 33 hostages, including at least two Americans. Over the next 42 days, Israeli forces would withdraw from parts of Gaza and allow much-needed aid in. The Biden administration, Qatar, Egypt, and the incoming Trump administration all involved.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Capital One says it's deeply disappointed after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau sued the bank, asserting it cheated account holders out of more than $2 billion in savings account interest. Brown-Forman, maker of Jack Daniels, said it's reducing its global workforce by 12%. It's also closing its Louisville barrel-making plant. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order creating and funding the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention. In the announcement on Tuesday, Governor Evers directed $10 million to the new office to begin working on prevention efforts for violence and gun violence issues. He's also announced his budget proposal will include comprehensive gun safety reforms and seek funding to make the new office a permanent fixture. The order comes in response to the deadly school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced $14 million in funding for clean energy projects across Wisconsin. According to a press release, 42 projects across 27 counties will receive a portion of the funding, including a number in western Wisconsin. Projects in Ashland, Barron, Dunn, Pierce, and St. Croix counties will receive a smaller portion of the funding through the Rural Energy for America program and Energy Efficiency program. Officials hope the projects will reduce the state's environmental footprint and lower energy costs. A Spooner man accused of accepting payment and not providing the agreed-upon services has been sentenced to pay a fine and restitution. According to court documents, 27-year-old John Green of Spooner was sentenced on reduced charges through a plea agreement in the theft by...
The Packers packed their bags. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were cleaning out their lockers after losing to the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay lost at least four players on offense due to injury during the game, including left guard Elton Jenkins and center Josh Myers, who suffered a fractured leg. The backups committed some costly penalties that wiped out some first downs. Right guard Sean Ryan.
Yeah, it's, seeing those f***ing little yellow flags on the floor really just... kind of kills your vibe, but you got to be able to just move on and flush it. And, we had a couple holdings that negated huge gains for us. And the only thing to do about that, I guess, is just be better.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears are set to meet with Mike McCarthy about their head coaching position. McCarthy fired by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. NBA, the Bucks are back home tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings in Milwaukee. The Badgers are at the Kohl Center against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With sports on. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight, lows 5 to 10 below. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Right now, it's zero.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote. You certify the results. Democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join as co-host. Trump proposes an external revenue service. Can you reduce the size of government by creating more government agencies? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Kicking off hour number two here on a Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, where we are broadcasting statewide from beautiful, freezing downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me on this night. We are talking to, we've got live music coming up with a couple guys from Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause, who have been here before, and they are going to rock the house, so to speak, in just a few minutes. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with Sherry Stoka. She is the founder of Wayless MD in the Milwaukee area, and she is a dietitian and nutritionist, and lots of fun to talk to. I always like talking to you, Sherry, so I can find out what I'm doing wrong when it comes to my eating habits. it's nice to have someone to check. In our exchange earlier today, you listed one of the top five New Year's weight loss resolutions that fail every time, and this really confused me. You said, why reducing calories and exercising more doesn't work for losing weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it a math thing? Well, what's the deal there?
Well, I know. And that's like the biggest, that's why we're all still like, still trying the same things. And we end up where we were because it doesn't work. And again, it has to do with the metabolic health, and it has to do with the body's ability to access calories in our fat stores. And because the fat stores now have become so toxic and so inflammatory, the body only accesses a certain amount of fat and then it stops. So you run the risk. So people that, you know, try to go low calorie for a prolonged period of time, the body's not going to touch the fat that they're going after, and it's going to start to go after muscle once they use up the what we call the subcutaneous fat. So this is what's never talked about. And so people, again, they continue to do the same things and they continue to end up where they were, and then they continue to gain even more because then now they've lost muscle and now they're in the worst metabolic healthy state.
How important is, it's funny you say that, the one thing I have been able to stick to, I just do like a very basic 30-minute weight routine once a week. I've been told that's almost more important than cardio. So if I have to give up that or my walk, I give up the walk and I still go to the gym. How important is resistance training to people as they get older?
Super, duper, duper important. Cardio is great, but it's not really doing anything for muscle mass. And muscle mass is the driver of metabolic health.
Very interesting. Conrad, what do you bench?
I haven't done it in a while, but last time I did it was two plates.
Two plates? Mm-hmm. I was trying to give him I was giving him the ability to impress you, and he was honest. Okay.
Five
plates, there you go. So, Sherry, you also sent me something that said 8 unhealthy New Year's resolutions that set you up to fail. And I'm guilty of so many of these. The first one is giving up a food group. Is that not sustainable?
It's not, and you can create a lot of nutrient deficiencies, and the body's going to rebel at some point, right? And it's going to, I mean, the body finds its way to get what it wants. So we need all the food groups. That's the problem. There's certain food groups that we're eating too much of, and there's certain food groups that now is not food. So we just have to be mindful of when we're restricting, how long we restrict for, because again, your body's going to tell you what it needs eventually.
Okay. Well said. Another one was setting extreme weight loss goals. Is the issue there, the key word being extreme, or should you not set any goals? Should you just try to make a life change? Is that where that question is going, or that topic?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, cause people still say like, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds by so-and-so. And like, realistically, like I said before, everything will be, if you are looking for short-term weight loss, then that's fine. If you're looking for long-term weight loss, we got to be realistic. We have to look at the foundation. You can't ignore the fact that maybe you're eating McDonald's, but only having like one meal a day, and you're drinking, you know, like you have to look at the full picture and be realistic with what your goals are. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there like, oh, you know, you shouldn't lose more than 2 pounds a week. That's so dangerous. I don't believe that at all. But I just believe that what's super important is, if you're losing weight, you better know what you're losing. Because if you don't know what you're losing, now you're in, you know, you're in a sticky situation because of like muscle, fat, and lean body tissue and all of that.
Hmm. We got another question here. How are green supplements like Bloom? Are they safe? Are they effective?
What supplements?
Bloom. Have you heard of that?
No. Oh. What is Bloom?
Like green supplements.
Yeah.
Green?
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I mean, without looking, because I scrutinize everything and I look at the label, because everything is like, now they market it as healthy, right? So right. I'm always like, send me the label, send me the ingredients. So I can't really say without knowing. I mean, greens just in general are crucial.
Yeah.
That we're all not getting anymore, because the standard American diet doesn't even include vegetables anymore. And that's what feeds all the healthy gut, you know, gut bacteria and that type of thing.
Right. Here's another one from Bridget in the 818. Can you lose weight after menopause?
Absolutely. 100%.
Sounds like that's a big
100%.
Yes. 100%. Is it harder to do, Sherry, or is it...
Because of our state of health, the norm is that it's hard, right?
Yeah.
This is what we hear. So we start to believe it. We may have like a little bit, our metabolism may slow down a tiny, tiny bit, but it really has to do with your metabolic health. That is what I found in working with people. There is changes. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely. But it really has to do with our current state of health more so than anything.
Interesting. Let's go back to the list here. Here's another one that confused me. Going from no exercise. And this is, again, this is the 8 unhealthy New Year's resolutions to set you up to fail. Going from no exercise to daily exercising. See, I think to the layman like me, that would be a good thing.
No, I don't know. I don't do that with people. I'm like, you have to start slow. I'll give you an example. I just actually started, I started taking dance lessons, and I am not a dancer. I just told you I'm an athlete, right? So I'm like, I'm going to step outside my comfort zone and I'm going to do something fun. And so I go in there and I'm like, they're doing all this stuff. I'm like, no, I need to know one or two things that I can work on for the week, you know? So it's the same thing. Like, work on a couple things. Don't get overwhelmed. Start slow, because it's a process. It's a progression. And that's what turns into more of like a sustainable, like, habits.
Very interesting. Is it too late for me to be a college athlete? I've still got all 4 years of eligibility.
No, okay. No. And absolutely not. I truly believe that. Like, I feel like our belief systems like put a ceiling on all of our goals and things like that, because that's just what we're told. But I feel like there's so much, so many people can reach so many things that they never even thought possible if we just didn't listen to the news all the time.
I am so motivated right now. Tell Eric and Adam I'm leaving. I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to swim in the Fox River right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another one, and this one I totally get. Giving up too many habits at once. And I've been guilty of that, too. It's like, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And then, like, it lasts 3 days, right?
100%. You just can't do it. You're going to want to shoot yourself in the head the next day, right? I mean, you know, like, people might be eating super healthy, and then all of a sudden I find out they're having, you know, 3 Pepsis a day. It's like, yeah, so it's a process. And and the standard American diet and the things that we eat is actually like crack cocaine. So it's addictive. Yeah. And so it's actually like a withdrawal process. You have to slowly wean off certain foods because of what it does intentionally to dopamine and certain neurotransmitters in the brain.
Yeah, that's insane. Okay, so this last one, we kind of touched on fasting. You have fasting or cleansing. I know tons of people, especially when I lived in LA, that did the cleanse, and I've done fasting. And I will say, when I fast, or if I do a 16-hour fast, my sleep scores are insane. I sleep so much better. What's a healthy way to fast, in your opinion?
Okay, so that is very different for everybody, because you've been a faster. Everyone has their threshold. And when you are seeing benefits, that means fasting, that means that amount is good for you. So if somebody came to me, like I just had today, and they're like, I've never fasted and I'm looking to do it. Well, then I'm like, okay, well, let's just start with like 12 hours, because that's easy.
Right.
But then you can continue fasting. Absolutely, Pete. I mean, I don't want you to think that I meant fasting. Fasting is how they healed disease back in the day.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You're healing the gut, you're cleansing the body, you're mentally, your acuity is off the charts.
It's so great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think everyone is just very, very different. It's kind of like an exercise. You start slow and you build up to it.
It's interesting. It's almost liberating. Like, I would do a 36-hour fast, and the first time I did it was kind of tough. And then I would try to do that once a week. And I loved getting up going, I don't have to think about food today. Because a lot of people's day is going, what am I going to eat? When am I going to eat it? Totally. It's like a reward almost. And I love not having to make that decision. And then I did notice, like you said, mental acuity. Your brain is so sharp.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So how can people find out? I really appreciate this, Sherry. It's been great catching up with you again.
Yeah, this has been really fun.
The info you give is priceless. Where can people find out more information on Weightless MD other than a Google? Can you steer them somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Go to our website, okay. weightlessmd.com. You can certainly call our office, which is 262-226-2046. But that you're going to have all the information you need to get in touch with us. We're on all the social media outlets as well.
It's such a great site. Check it out and check out Sherry's work. The next time you're here, just to mess with you, I'm going to wear like a fat suit. And I'm going to say, here's what I've been doing.
Well, I can't wait for the next time, because I love talking to you. This is
absolutely
fun.
Right back at you, my friend. Have a great night. Thanks so much. And we'll do this again soon. It was fun.
Sounds awesome.
All right. Sherry Stoka, Weightless MD. Check it out. Hey, when we come back, two of our favorite guests are here, right, Conrad?
Ask your mother.
I can't wait to find out what they bench. It's going to be great. All right.
We're coming
right back with Ask Your Mother. Eric and Adam are in the hizzy. Is that what the kids say? I can say hizzy, right?
I don't say that.
All right, I'm just going to take a break. I'm going to tie my shizzles. All right, Peach Wabba, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Air.
Love. I get so lost sometimes.
Air? Sound like John was saying air. Let's get these guys in here. We've got Ask Your Mother in the house coming up. I did get a text. I got to find this because it was from Paula, who had been watching Landman. And she said, oh, Paula from the 920 says, we've been watching Landman, and we think the show would have been good without the very unrealistic storyline with the women. Okay, Paula said it. I didn't want to say it was a woman thing, but his wife and his daughter, it's too much. Like, they're very open sexually, and that's fine. You know, I always wanted my kids to be able to approach me with anything. We have that kind of relationship. But it's so gratuitous in Landman. It's hard to watch. And you're right, Paul. I find myself fast-forwarding during certain storylines. Like I said, I like the whole oil thing and how they find it and the patch and, you know, watching the roughnecks and that kind of stuff and the drama about finding oil. But I fast forward. Yeah. You heard me.
Oh, you're talking about
are you watching it or you do you hear me talk? They're playing.
No, we've been watching it. Oh, my wife and I have been, yeah.
What do you think?
Say I've been watching it and she's been falling asleep to it, but
hey, okay. I'll tell you this. My wife and I watched a movie one night. She literally fell asleep during the opening credits.
Oh no.
She wakes up at the end and she goes, "So what happened?" I'm like, "No. Not doing this." Hey, that is the voice of Aerith Rathsack, and he is the front man for the band Ask Your Mother.
I am.
A Northeast Wisconsin band, and Adam Krause is here, too, tuning his guitar. That is music to my ears. Everybody's ears.
Yeah, tuning's an issue in the frigid, frozen weather, but we'll do our best.
Wait, when you say it's cold, that scares me. Like, are the pipes, can you not?
No, I should be all right.
Okay.
I should be all right.
It does affect your singing, though, right?
Yeah, actually, it makes it okay, better. Actually, when I prefer, if I given the choice with my voice, I would prefer cold versus hot.
Okay.
Like, give me, like, we just played up at Kroll's in December outside before a Packer game, and that was perfect. Like, my voice felt great. But, like, give me, if it's 90 out and I have to sing all day, I don't know. I'd prefer the 30 degrees versus 90.
Wow, really? Okay.
For singing wise. Not saying that I'd like to play outside in that type of temperature, but yeah.
Did you guys see Craig T. Nelson sing the national anthem?
I saw that he did it. I didn't see him do it though.
Yeah.
Did anybody see? Were you there for that game?
I was not there. I was looking though for Luther and Dauber from Coach, but turns out they didn't make the trip. No.
I thought we talked about it. I thought he was fine, you know. Yeah. He's 80, and it was freezing.
He's 80 years
old. It was very cold. I mean, when we played outside, it was like 28 or 30 degrees. That was cold that day. That would have been tough.
It was comfortable,
especially with the guitar. Your fingers.
That's the hardest part. Is trying to stay limber, and the tuning is way off.
Yeah.
Which is my excuse in that weather.
It's good to have you guys here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us back.
How are things in general? How are things with Ask Your Mother?
Good.
Staying busy?
Yeah, we're as busy as we want to be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a nice place to be. Huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't try not to oversaturate to the market and try not to. So it's not like boring to us as well.
Yeah,
right. It makes it more of an event, makes it more fun, and we're not playing as much.
Our shows, we're at a point in our careers where our shows are events. Our shows are, a big deal. And we want people to feel that, and we feel that too. So.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. fantastic. Tell me again. I know you guys have told me this before. Where does the name Ask Your Mother come from?
So, we're the new guys. So, we weren't there for the naming of the band. The story's been told to us, so we can only assume that it's true. Well, no, I get it.
The story's been passed down through the ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently they were just joking around because everybody in the band's a dad, and they were joking around about how many times a day they tell their kids, ask your mother. And then one of the guys was like, that's the band name. And that should be the band name. It'd be what's the name of the band? Ask Your Mother. And then oh yeah, okay.
That's
and then it just
awesome.
They couldn't think of anything better and just stuck. So that was it.
What do you guys have coming up? I know, I'm sure, were the holidays busy for you? Do you have a busy time of year?
Busier in summer than the winter, okay. And that's kind of on purpose. There's more festivals going on, more stuff like that. But yeah. We do have a really big show coming up. I'll let Adam talk about that because he wanted to talk about that.
I'll talk about the big shows.
I'm going to talk about actually Saturday we're in Freedom.
That's right,
Freedom, Wisconsin. At Buzzes, so we'll be playing
there.
It's
like a suburb, right, of Green Bay, basically?
It's not far. It's probably closer to Green Bay than it is. It's pretty close to Depere, so it's not too far from there.
Mm-hmm.
We are also doing, I think we're in Ashwaubenon Lanes coming up.
Ashwaubenon Lanes the following week, yep.
And that's on Friday, and then I think Saturday,
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
We'll be back in Fond du Lac.
Jeez, that's not a bad
back in the Lac. All right, Fond du Lac. So when is that?
That would be the
25th.
Yeah.
Fat Joe's mm-hmm. in Fond du Lac on the 25th. Ashwaubenon Lanes
is the
24th.
They had a fire there last year or something, didn't they?
I am not sure.
I wasn't there. At least that's what I said.
You told the cops.
Well, you lit the place on fire metaphorically.
You light it up. Yeah, for sure.
All right. I like it when you can light it up like that. Well, that's cool. So what's the big event?
Adam, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
We got one coming up in February, actually.
February 15th. We're doing our second annual Grandmother of All Shows with Grand Union. The band Grand Union are good friends in that band. They do the country. We do the rock. It's a country and rock super show. It's a blast. We get up. We play with them. They play with us. We do songs
interchange
together.
Members. It's kind of fun.
Wow.
It's a great time. That one's taking place at Tanner's in Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's fun. The cool part about that is it's legit nonstop music. We have all our stuff set up. Both bands have their stuff set up at the same time. They'll start playing or we'll start playing. I don't know who's going to start. We'll probably do a coin flip like we did last year.
Do a coin flip, see who goes first, to play a little bit. Yep.
Yeah. And then the other, as soon as we're done, they're done or whoever goes first, then the next band goes and it's nonstop. And then at the end, I think we did five or six songs as
it was a
super
blast,
group,
man.
Everybody on stage at once.
That's fun.
It was insane.
It's a show like none other that we do during the year, mm-hmm. so it's a real good time.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll talk more about that, and then you guys are going to play something?
Yeah, we got a couple songs ready to go.
All right, mm-hmm. fantastic. Ask Your Mother. Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause are here. We'll be back. They're gonna rock. They're going to blow the roof off the dump. That's what we say in the entertainment business. I can say that, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As bird flu begins to pop up across Wisconsin, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced it will begin rebuilding its bird flu vaccine for poultry to match the current strain. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the first positive test in a poultry flock in Barron County in December, soon after confirming the first positive human case stemming from that infected flock, as well as another positive poultry test in Burnett County. State officials say they've been forced to depopulate over 73,000 birds in three commercial flocks so far. As the winter season drags on and respiratory viruses like RSV and the flu circulate the state with more people gathering inside, health officials say vaccination rates have continued to decline. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, about 31% of residents have gotten their flu shots so far this year. That figure is about 10% lower than the typical flu vaccination rate prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. DHS data also shows only about 15% of state residents have gotten an updated COVID vaccine this winter. A Superior man accused of leading a Wisconsin state trooper on a high-speed chase that reached speeds of nearly 140 miles per hour in Chippewa County has been charged. According to court documents, 20-year-old Matthew Plesko was charged with fleeing an officer, underage drinking, and speeding on an expressway in excess of 35 miles per hour. Plesko was allegedly seen by a state trooper driving 113 miles per hour on Highway 29 on December 14th and continued for 19 miles after the trooper attempted to pull him over. A group of environmental activists gathered in the lobby of the Department of Natural Resources in Madison on Monday to protest Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline. The pipeline reroute project has faced strong opposition from environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, following a recent permit approval from the DNR. The company is making plans to reroute the pipeline around the reservation rather than through it, but tribal leaders say the proposed reroute is upstream and still puts the local environment in danger. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothée Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight, lows 5 to 10 below. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Currently, it's 2 below.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Top of the show at 2 p.m. I dissect Jack Smith's January 6th insurrection report. You're not going to want to miss this lawyer lady breaking it down for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right. Welcome back. Tomorrow night on the show, we have author Jody Hinman. We have kind of an all-UP show. because Jody lives in the UP. She's going to be in the studio, though. She's going to come in and talk about her book. And then we have director of the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall, will be here. He is also one who hails from the UP. I don't know that he lives there now, but it's kind of a fun little theme. We'll talk about the movie Green and Gold. I want to ask him how he thought Craig T. Nelson did singing the national anthem. I don't think he's going to badmouth his lead actor. So
you can't do that.
Yeah, it's a good show tomorrow night, too. Right now, we've got Ask Your Mother in the studio, or part of Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krauser here. Two-fifths
of Ask Your Mother.
And the baby, and a happy birthday is in order. It's Adam's birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Conrad, do you feel like singing?
No.
Oh, you got that vocal thing. That's right. Yeah. Otherwise, he would. He's saving.
I got that phlegm, you know. I can't do it tonight.
He's Thank saving you. Himself. He's going to sing backups with us later.
That's mm-hmm. your birthday present. Conrad won't sing happy birthday to you, so we appreciate that. But it's great to have you guys here. You did weddings recently, you said. How
yeah,
was that?
Lucrative.
Why? So really fun, yeah.
Fun. No, they were fun. There was we don't do a ton of them. It's like maybe three a year, if that. But one of them was for like a super fan of ours, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Martskis if they're listening. They got married on New Year's. That was
they
fun.
Still married. Yeah. Things going
as
okay?
far as I know. Okay. Yeah,
it's been about
yeah.
2 weeks, so I hope so.
Tim's so funny though. Like he's been following us for years, and finally his mom like. Was like hammered at one of our shows and was like, if you ever get married, Tim, I'm hiring Ask Your Mother. And like, he legit got engaged. And like, and within the hour, he was messaging me and from Mexico, like, hey, dude, you gonna play my wedding or what?
She's a woman of her word,
right?
Booze
yeah.
or no booze.
Mom said she's gonna pay for it. So here we go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you guys wanna play?
So we're going to do one of them that we played at the weddings. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
We got country and rock coming up, so we'll do a country song, then we'll do a rock song.
We don't really do slow songs, but this is one that we did. My wife likes this song, so Amy, if you're listening, which you should be, here.
She better be.
this one's for you.
All right, Ask Your Mother in the studio.
Used to spend my nights out in a barroom. Liquor was the only love I had known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back. From being too far gone, you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. I've looked for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottles always dry. When you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. There's nothing like your love, to keep me high. You're as smooth. Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm
a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, that's a great song. Nice job.
I like that one. Thank you.
I don't know that song. Whose song is it?
Chris Stapleton, that's a version we kind of did, but there has been a bunch of versions. That was like, he kind of covered that actually from an old, who did the original? Is it George Jones, maybe?
I don't know. The Chris Stapleton version is probably the most popular right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think Stretch does a great job on that song. People love it. We don't, like you said, we don't do many slow songs, mm-mm, but we learned a few for a couple wedding engagements and things. And so we've been doing that a little bit more in our regular show too. And people just absolutely dig it. So it's a lot of fun.
Tennessee whiskey, it sounds like almost a contradiction. Like I picture some guys still out back behind the barn, like it doesn't seem like it would be smooth. Like,
I mean, maybe to him it was.
Just the stuff you drink to get somewhere, you know.
Compared to the other stuff he was drinking, he's like, "This is good.
This is my best batch yet." Yeah. Eric Ratzak and Adam Krause, the birthday boy, are here today from Ask Your Mother. They've got some big shows coming up. You've got Freedom. Where can people, if they want to see, you guys just listed the shows, but if they want information where they can just go and buy tickets right away or write it down, where can they find more information?
We are on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Just Ask Your Mother. You'll find the logo and everything on there. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter, AYM Band on there. Yeah.
Fantastic.
AskMotherBand.com, too.
Yes,
we also have
website.
That.
Yeah,
Facebook's
there you go. That's where I go.
Yeah.
You guys have a cool website. Just like a lot going on.
Shout out to Kevin Schiavo. That's our bass player. He actually designed the whole thing himself. So
and you got a big show coming up at Tanner's in February with another band.
Grand Union. We're calling it the grandmother of all shows.
That's so great. That's going to be a good one. All right,
it's
cool.
Fun. They're a good band. They're an awesome band. They're fun to play with, and it's kind of fun to mesh both of them together. Yeah. It's fun for us because it's something completely different than what we're used to doing for a show.
What do you guys, you know, do you have bands you like to play more than others?
Like as far as like covers, bands we like to cover?
Like songs we like to play?
Songs you get excited or bands you get excited to cover their stuff.
Bands we get excited to cover their stuff are the songs we don't play, I think, in the band because we get so used to what we're playing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, recently we've been playing... you know, and this is a song we used to play and we brought back and comes back. We started playing Possum Kingdom by the Toadies from the 90s. And it's fun because it's a little more, it's difficult. It's not something we play every week. There's songs that we play every week that are obviously fun and they're obviously a great time. And you can see the crowd reaction. That makes it fun no matter what.
Yeah.
But anytime we get to stretch out and do something a little bit different, I think that's where we can see us lighten up a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Do you ever have a desire to play your own stuff, or do you ever work?
Adam actually was in a band that did all that.
I did that for quite a while. I still like to do some more of it if I can. So shout out to the Smack Boys. Shout out to
that was the name of his band was Smack.
Oh, I like that too. That's
Blaine,
good too.
Joey.
If all your bandmates are saying that, though, the Smack Boys, that's different than Ask Your Mother. Ask Your Mother's a little more tame. I like that. Yeah,
I actually saw a Smack play live, it was good.
You saw the reunion,
it was good.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like, I said to a bunch of the guys in the band, we went and watched them, and I'm like, I'd go see this band. Like, they're good.
Do you guys have, do you think we get another song in before the break? Can we do something?
Sure.
Yeah. What's next?
You got a Halls there. It's making me nervous. Are we stressing you out?
No.
Is your throat?
Even that. It's just, I've been battling a little bit of a cold, so I'm trying to clear myself out a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you look on the bright side of things there, Stretch?
Let me bring up the lyrics so I don't screw them up live on the air.
Sure.
So,
do whatever you need to do.
That's what I do. I don't do this in the show. It's going to be different than what I'm used to.
You just mumble through it like an idiot.
You just lay the phone down there. Nobody could know anyway.
I know. I just got to bring these up here once.
No problem. Well, do you like the Takamine? I like that guitar a lot.
I do.
I wish I had one.
And you know what? They're not, at least this one wasn't too expensive. So if it gets banged up a little bit, gets a little character, it's still.
That looks awesome.
Yeah,
I love
it
when a guitar is beat up. Are those more expensive than like an Ovation or?
Typically not, depending on the model you buy. This one is not. I've had this one for a long, long time. But they're workhorses. You know, you can get a lot done, and
I'm ready.
You could go through a lot with them. Yeah. Awesome. I always wanted to have like a Willie Nelson guitar. You know?
Like just, oh, just yeah, total just, destroyed.
Yeah. That would be, that I love those.
Have you seen that guitar though?
Willie Nelson's yeah, like
Trigger.
Said,
Trigger is the name of it. Yeah.
Right.
He ran out of a burning building with that guitar. Like ran back into the building to get the guitar and got it out. Like,
was it Fat Joe's?
No.
No.
He was not playing there. No,
okay. He wasn't 90.
I saw Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard play live.
Jeez.
It was a great show. They came at the end and did Poncho and Lefty together. Freaking amazing.
Have you ever covered On Cloudy Day?
No.
I was listening to that like 2 weeks ago. I had it as loud as my car could. I could listen to anything he sings, you know?
That's awesome.
All right. What do you guys get? Oh, we got about, let's see. We got about 4 minutes?
We can get that in.
And if you play us to the break, that's fine. We'll go into the break with the music. That's totally fine. Ask Your Mother's here, performing live on Nightlight.
I'm coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine, but I gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while she's having a smoke and she's taking a drag and they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest now. He takes off a dress now. Let me go. I just can't look. It's killing me and taking control. A jealousy turning taints into the sea, flaming through leaf lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price of faith. Destiny's calling me. Cause I'm Mr. Brightside. I'm coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine, but I gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss.
It was only a kiss.
Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag and they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest now. He takes off a dress now. Let me go. Cause I just can't look. It's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy turning saints into the scene, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price of faith.
Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes.
Cause I'm Mr. Brightside. I never
my favorites.
You like that one?
Ask Your Mother. We'll be right back with more Nightlight. That'll help me close things down on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I almost thought that was Adam. I was like, he started to play. I'm like, I guess we're back. That's Dave Grohl's birthday today, right? 56.
Oh, you have the same birthday as Dave Grohl?
I do.
Wow. Hey, you have the same beard as him, too.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you have multiple family? No, I shouldn't make a joke.
You know, that's where the comparisons end, I'm afraid.
He took such a beautiful... I'm like, leave the guy alone. I mean, look, he messed up, but... Yeah.
I mean, it's deserved, I guess.
I'd like to know more details about what
nobody
exactly.
Nobody knows anybody.
But exactly.
Nobody
knows. Yeah.
He's made... I used to hear that, too, when people would say, oh, Frank Sinatra, he cheated on his wife. I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah, and first of all, you weren't there. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. All I know is that he left music that has brought so much joy to people's lives, like Dave Grohl. So, you know, whatever. I'll judge him for the things I know, and that's his music, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I think the backlash was fair. That's my take.
Yeah.
We'll see if more comes out.
It doesn't sound like you guys have
mistresses
or anything.
No.
No way.
I told you, Conrad.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you guys taking bets on it?
We know how it is with you musicians.
No, we don't have messages. We do joke around about how Adam's sleeping with Joey, our drummer's wife, all the time.
But... Oh, dear.
We do not joke about it.
I'm kidding.
Well, now it's out there.
All right.
Let's cut that part out of the podcast. Yeah. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. So we got Eric, lead singer, Adam, guitarist. Eric, who are your influences? Like, growing up, who did you listen to where you're like, oh, man, I want to do that?
You know, music was something I picked up later. It's kind of weird because a lot of people start out like, you know, I play guitar since I was like 8, you know, or whatever. Yeah. I didn't start playing guitar until I was in my 20s. And, you know, like I knew I always loved music. My dad, I was lucky my dad had good music playing around the house. So it was like I grew up with like Johnny Cash and like Bruce Springsteen and stuff like that. Nice. You know, that was definitely those were big influences on me for sure. Just like the kind of the storytelling that Johnny Cash did, and like, you know, Bruce Springsteen's like all his catalog, you know?
And his characters he sings about. Like, to me, that's like, it's funny. Bob Dylan is the name you always hear. Oh, he's the greatest American. I mean, Springsteen's body of work over 50 some odd years now, even his smaller albums where he does ballads and like the lyrics are so beautiful. Have you guys seen the Bill Dylan biopic?
Not yet.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I'll definitely see it.
Yeah.
I was also a big fan of the Traveling Wilburys, which Bob Dylan was a part of. So
No, I love Bob Dylan. I don't mean to disparage, you know, and I'm excited to see the film. What about you, Adam, like guitar playing wise?
Yeah. You know, we were lucky enough, and we were just kind of talking about them on break, but You brought up Wholehearted by Extreme.
Yeah.
We actually went and saw Extreme at the Epic Center with Living Color opened for them. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
So
they're
good.
Still touring? Living Color?
Living Color was incredible. I mean, everybody was still on point. Vocally, guitar, everything was just insane. It was a crazy band. And then Extreme comes out and sounds as good as they ever have. The vocals, the harmonies, and then Nuno Bettencourt on guitar is just incredible.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was an insane show. And at the Epic, it's a great place to see a band. It's a great place
That's
to
what
see
I hear.
Music,
absolutely.
So. I remember the lead singer of Living Color, Corey something or other. Mm-hmm. That guy came out. I love the song. It's one of my mm-hmm. favorite songs of the 90s. And he comes out and he's rocking his hair back. Yeah. I'm like, who is this guy? Like, he just like had it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea they were still touring, though. That's pretty cool.
And they're still cool. You know, they get up on stage and they're the coolest looking guys.
Yeah.
And they can rock. And they're just, it was incredible.
That's so great. Well, do you guys want to, like, I'm trying to wonder, what should we do here? I wonder if Landman.
Yeah, Landman.
Quick review of Landman. We got to talk a little TV.
Got to talk a little TV.
I like Landman. I don't know. I thought, it's kind of, I'm curious as the direction where he's taking me because I haven't finished it yet. I got a few more episodes to go. Seems like a lot of people die randomly.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden, it's just like, wow, that guy just died. Okay, I don't know why.
Yeah, a lot of accidents on that dude's first 2 days of work. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. But it's like, oh, don't fall in love with any characters because they're probably going to die, you know? So
yeah. Billy Bob Thornton's like one of those guys, too. Like, that accent of his, he just, like, I don't know, even
I love
I don't even
him
think
as an
it's
actor,
Texas,
though.
But he just got that, he's got a cadence to his talking that just makes it kind of hypnotic, you know? And they're all smoking on the show. Like,
forget
that
he was in Tombstone, too. Billy Bob was.
He was?
Yeah, he was the fat guy at the
he was the fat guy at the
faro table that was like. Like, it's like sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
I like on Landman, they have a lot of beautiful women on the show who are younger. And I'm like, if Billy Bob Thornton hooks up with any of, I'm done. Because that would never happen.
But then is the, but then there's happen. Allie Larder, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I mean, as my day watching her on Varsity Blues, I was like, whoa.
She doesn't look any different, really.
No.
She's
a
good actor. Yeah, the whole cast is great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you for that review. We'll have to when you finish it, let's talk again because I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
I'd like to thank my guest tonight, Sherry Stokoe. It was so much fun to talk to about diet and nutrition. And thank you for all your texts and your questions for Sherry. And thank you guys for coming in tonight.
Of course.
Thanks
so
for having us.
Pleasure, man.
Tomorrow night we have director and creative force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall, will be here. That's going to be a fun one. It's about the Green Bay Packers, Conrad. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're involved somehow. And Jody Himmann will be here to talk about her new book. And right now, the guys are going to play us out. What are you guys thinking?
Well, OAR. We'll do some OAR. Haven't done. We played. We opened for them at Summerfest one time.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Good night, Wisconsin.
I took this girl out last night and we left around Twiggy Hill. We walked along lonely streets and got to know ourselves. I like to read, she likes to write. I like to sleep, she loves to stay up all night. My friends say she's crazy, and I agree. That's okay, that's the way I love it to be. And I said, now, hey, girl, come with me and let yourself go. Hey, girl, come with me and let yourself go, go, go. We were now late that night and we danced through the night, yeah, yeah. I was holding on to her, she was gripping me tight, she was. I didn't care, she didn't mind, I was unaware.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
On the way, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. I got an interesting voicemail about I don't have to worry about paying any taxes. Also, who is coming in on H-1B visas? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The wildfire emergency in Los Angeles continues, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that powered the first fires is howling again.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. In custody in Phoenix, Jesse Kitagawa Jr., a convicted felon. Kitagawa is accused of selling a ghost gun to Glenn Litton, who shot and wounded two young kids at a school in Oroville, California this month before killing himself. Federal prosecutors told Ronald Green's family they will not bring charges in his 2019 death when Louisiana state troopers tased, punched, and dragged Green on a road, killing him. Family were told as officials are about to release the findings from a broader civil rights investigation. This is ABC News.